You're listening to SBS News.
In 2019, Australia committed $150 million towards the National American Space Agency to send people back to the moon. It's an alien concept to the chief executive of the Australian Council for International Development, Mark Purcell. He's calling for the same amount of money to be promised in next week's federal budget to solve what he's calling a looming human catastrophe here on Earth.
Why are we having famine in 2021 anywhere in the world? Australia can help. We've just given $150 million to NASA to help a moonshot. Surely we can also give $150 million to stop people starving to death.
Acute food shortages are reaching deadly proportions again in African conflict zones, including South Sudan, Yemen, Ethiopia, Burkina Faso, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Nearby, Syria and Afghanistan are also facing significant problems. Altogether, aid organisations estimate 34 million people are on the brink of famine. To put that in perspective, it's the population of Australia and two New Zealands combined. The impacts of climate, conflict and COVID-19 are converging to cause the fresh concern. Speaking from South Sudan, Richard Orengo from Plan International has told SBS just how tough conditions are.
So many households are going to sleep or spend days without eating food, and possibly in some households, people are going to die from famine, malnutrition, and starving.
Mr. Orengo has been travelling in the Pibor region and says as families run out of supplies, aid organisations are seeing evidence that children are suffering the most.
Teenage girls are not prioritised when there's little food in the house. They're exposed to risk of gender-based violence, sexual exploitation, recruitment into child labour, and possibility of early and forced marriage.
SBS News can reveal aid groups have written directly to Foreign Minister Maurice Payne ahead of next week's federal budget. They're appealing for the government to commit to an extra $150 million in foreign aid funding for famine prevention. Senator Payne has been at the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting in London, where food security was on the agenda. G7 leaders have agreed on a famine prevention and humanitarian crises compact and called for work to be done to address critical funding gaps. Zed Seselja, the Minister for International Development, says he won't preempt next week's budget documents.
They're calling for $150 million in the budget to address that. Are you open to that?
I'm not going to preempt what may or may not be in the budget. And the government are very concerned about when we see human suffering anywhere in the world, and we seek to be generous.
Foreign aid policy specialists have a different view on how much Australia has contributed. Jonathan Pryke from the Lowy Institute says Australians could be doing far more.
Well, when you look at the aid program as a whole, it's very depressing. We're in the bottom third of donors, and which is pretty disappointing considering we are one of the wealthiest per capita GDP nations.
Afghanistan ranks as one of the 10 worst affected countries in the Global Hunger Index. Jonathan Pryke says the situation is worsening just as Australian troops pull out.
And there's clearly a huge amount of fatigue with regards to Afghanistan in all Western nations that have contributed a lot of blood and money to the cause of rebuilding the Afghanistan state. The reality is it's going to be much harder to actually get anything done in Afghanistan without the support of a military presence on the ground.
Mark Purcell from the Australian Council for International Development agrees.
I think it's an obligation for the sacrifice that they're made, that we don't just walk away from the people of Afghanistan, that we remain true to them this year and into years in the future and help them in their hour of need.
Foreign aid is considered one of the most politically fraught areas for federal spending. In recent years, the focus has been closer to home, with a spotlight on assistance to nations in the Pacific. And now attention has turned to local pandemic aid. So far across the world, just over 3 million people have died after contracting coronavirus. 10 times that are the number of people estimated to be under threat from famine. Jonathan Pryke says it's in Australia's own interest to do more.
It is unacceptable that we have so much suffering in the world when we are doing so well here in Australia.
Krishani Danji, SBS News.